Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. You know, it is not every day that we get to meet a magician and someone who is skilled in the art of mind reading, but I guess today is our lucky day. Andrew Naden joins us via Zoom from Skagway, where he is a music teacher but also a performer during the summer, and his magic act is popular among the tourists. And so, welcome to Juno Afternoon, Andrew, and tell us, what is bringing you to Juno?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate that. Well, I've been invited to come out by a group called Sigla. They are a group in the area that I'm sure many people in Juneau are familiar with. They are doing a show on Friday. Actually, we're going to be doing two shows at the Jack. And I'm helping do a little fundraiser for their events this year.
Right, and in case people aren't familiar with Sigla, it's Southeast Alaska Gay and Lesbian Association, and they represent the LGBTQ plus community. And so, and I presume you're coming to help them get set up for this year's Pride Festival.
Yeah, that's kind of what the I think majority of the funds are going to be going to for sure.
So you're coming to us from Skagway, and you must have had an interesting career there, just between teaching school and in the summer entertaining people. I mean, what's the trademark quality of your performance?
Oh, goodness. I do a little bit of magic, but mostly mind reading. That seems to be what my audience is generally like, and it's what I love to do the most as well. Yeah, I do a little music as well, but mostly the magic. People are there for the magic and mind reading.
So what kind of magic tricks will we get to see you perform this Friday?
Well, if you can put mind reading or mentalism under an umbrella of categories, predictions, being, of course, able to know things that are going to be happening in advance, intuition, being able to pick up on thoughts that people are thinking of in the moment, maybe even a little bit of subtle mind control, things like that.
Yeah. Sounds very interesting.
All for entertainment purposes.
So is this a craft, a skill that is woo-woo, so to speak, or is it something that you just become a very good reader of character personalities because you know what to look for? You know, some people read body language very well.
Sure. I think it's a combination of all of what you just said. I think anyone that has the desire and drive can learn the skills that I've learned. I've learned everything that I know from reading books and watching others, and it's not an impossible skill, but it is one that requires some theatricality and some practice, of course.
So, I mean, is this kind of like being a psychic? Do you put it in the same category?
A little bit. I don't read tea leaves or anything like that, but like you said earlier, the ability to try to pick up some subtle body language, ability to read people is important. I wouldn't go so far as psychic. Psychic sometimes has a little bit of a negative connotation. I'm more of an entertainer. I'm not going to take people's money and tell them how to communicate with their lost loved ones and things like that. That's not what I do. I'm here to give people kind of an escape from the ridiculousness of this world. So,
well, your show is called The Mind Meddling Magic of Andrew Naden. Mind Meddling Magic. Get some alliteration going there. How do you meddle with our minds?
I try to get in there and pull out simple thoughts. I have people think of names of people that are very close to them and see if I can get them, create fantastical vacations that they create, and I've predicted that happens in that will happen in advance, that kind of stuff. So
it sounds like
it's pretty fun.
It sounds like people will laugh and not necessarily feel stressed out or on the spot or discover anything, or nothing will be revealed that they wouldn't want people to know.
Absolutely not. The last thing I want to do is embarrass anyone or make someone feel silly. I mean, I myself am kind of a silly person, so that will come across on the stage, but I never want other people to feel silly. I want them to be comfortable and have fun. That's the biggest part.
So what do you love the most about doing this?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I have a degree in musical theater from Weber State University. That's in Ogden, Utah. And I gave up theater a while ago because I came up to Skagway and I just found this place in the world that I loved and knew I wanted to spend much of the rest of my life there. So I had to change my path, my perspective on everything. And I always enjoyed magic, and so I just decided to pick that up, and I've been refining it, not even just up here, but before I came up here to live for the last decade or so, and I just love doing it. It's one of my favorite things. I love the awe that it gives people, the mystery, all those things I think are just wonderful.
Well, good.
There's mystery all around us, you know, and we... I help pull it out and make a sure thing, if that makes sense.
Well, that's wonderful to give us an appreciation for mystery, because the world just pounds us these days with things that are harsh and harsh realities. So thanks for bringing a little magic to Juno. Again, you have two shows on Friday, March 25th, 6 and 7:30. And where is this located, and how can we get tickets if we want to go? Can we show up at the door?
Yeah, you can. You go to the Jack's website.
It's time for us to go, unfortunately. I don't know if you're reading my mind.
That's quite all right.
All right.
I really appreciate you having me on here.
All right. Thank you so much for bringing some magic to Juno, Andrew Naden.